Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome. And I should actually specify that I'm really only talking to five people, but I'm gonna say, I can't do that. I can't bring myself to sink that low. We have hundreds of thousands of millions of listeners each week. I can't bring myself that low to actually do sit here and talk just to five of you, most of whom I know personally. So I have to say that this episode is going to go out to everybody as sort of a little taste, because five just isn't enough. So I just want you people to know that this is, you want to hear me cuss, that's why you tuned in. Because I'm going to be cussing. I'm going to be cussing, I'm going to be horny, I'm going to be violent. So you are listening to Landon Lamigan, and we're calling this Landon's Libations. You know that feeling when you first get a taste of alcohol? And it's sort of spicy, and it makes you sort of perk up in your seat, and your eyebrows frizzle, and your cheeks redden. You're listening to a libation, because the same sensation is happening in your ears when you hear me speak. So I've heard some good things lately. I've gotten some good, solid feedback about the way my voice sounds on radio. And folks, it is flattering for one, and for two, it's not, because I already know what I sound like, and I sound pretty darn good. By the way, this show will allow me to say whatever I want. I can cuss, I can scream, I can threaten, I can shout fire in a crowded room and have other people run for their lives. And folks, if you think I'm going to shout fire in a crowded room and not start a fire, then you don't know me at all. So the way free speech works is if you shout fire in a crowded room, you can get in a whole lot of trouble. But what they don't tell you is that if you actually start a fire, there's no problem. No, so if you got a fire, no problem. You're gonna say there's a fire, no problem. People, I remember sitting there in my class in school. Yes, I went to school for a tiny bit. The teacher says, free speech, you can say whatever you want. So I raised my hand and I said, ass. And then I put my hand down because he gave me the look. He said, Landon Lamigan, you do not come here very often. So when you come here, I expect you to behave. So anyway, he continued with his lecture and he said, freedom of speech means you can say whatever you want. And he paused to look at me to see if I'd put my hand up again and try to say another cuss word, but I didn't, because he was right. I don't go there very often, so when I do have to be there, I should try to be on my best behavior. And he said, freedom of speech means you can say anything you want, except a threat to the president, which I would never do. I would never threaten the president, unless it was Hillary Clinton, then I would threaten her a lot, probably daily. But anyway, he said you cannot threaten the president and you cannot shout fire in a crowded room. And I thought, okay, so there's two things that I want to do that I can't do. Thank you. Great. Thanks. Okay. Okay. Two things I can never do that, even though I really want to. And I went home and I thought, huh, so I can't shout fire in a crowded room. So I took out my cell phone. Gotcha. I didn't have cell phones back then. This is a long time ago, folks. So I took out my payphone and I dialed up my teacher. I said, yo, teach. And he said, how'd you get this number? I said, phone book. And I said, anyway, sir, I was wondering about something you said in class today. And he said, what did I say in class today? And I said, the thing about free speech, sir. And he said, oh, yeah, about how you can't threaten the president. And I said, yeah, but what about the other thing? He said, oh, yeah, you can't shout fire in a crowded room. And I said, but, why not? And he said, because if you shout fire in a crowded room, people will run and get scared, and it's dangerous, and it's a lie. And I said, whoa, what if there is a fire? Isn't that helpful? And he said, well, I suppose you're right, Mr. Landon Lambigan. So the next day, I went to my school. It was an elementary school, old wooden building. And I had, folks, I'm not lying to you. I had a Molotov cocktail in my hand, and I threw it right through the window. And I looked at the teacher in the eye. He was a teacher that I knew personally. And he was sweating. He's like, no, not me. You don't have to do this. And I said, no. And I cracked that window open and I slung that Molotov cocktail through, and that place burned to a pile of ash. And I shouted, fire! Everybody ran. I don't know who lived, who burned, who died of smoke inhalation, but I used my free speech. Folks, that's how I burned down my schoolhouse. And so I just want you to know, I really want to swear right now, but I'm just warning you that if you don't like that, then maybe you shouldn't be listening to Landon Lambigan's libations. I said, what do you think of this background music? It's making me feel a little amped up. Okay, so we're going to cut to a quick little clip here. This is a short little cute thing I found on the internet you might like.
Only known surviving dicephalous conjoined twins, they've spent their lives
this is
in a
really
small,
cute. Just
close-knit
listen.
Community.
They're adorable.
Completely protected from the girls live on a farm in Minnesota with their younger brother and sister, Cody and Morgan, and their mum and dad, Patty and Mike. As they reach 16 and on the brink of womanhood, they've decided to show the world what it's really like to be joined for life.
Ab and Brent, how you doing?
Oh, Mommy, no.
I know.
Jesus, you make me mad.
It's just an ordinary Monday morning in the Hensel household.
They needed more sleep.
Abby and Brittany aren't morning people, and I think that's primarily because they have a harder time getting to sleep at night.
It's fine. Don't touch it.
So they do a lot of tossing and turning at night, and the bed is pretty much destroyed every morning. And so getting up in the morning isn't their favorite part of the day.
Every moment of their lives requires the twins to cooperate with each other. Each action is a display of perfectly coordinated teamwork. They appear to be totally in sync, but that doesn't mean they always agree.
Believe me, we are totally different people. Abby is more into like pink and girly and preppy, and Brittany's more not into pink. Should we wear this? No. How about this? No. I like hats and I like different color hair, like pink and purple and gold hats and gold purses and weird earrings and stuff like that. This is our room. We usually bargain with each other, like, if you do this, I'll give you that, or we take turns. We take turns a lot. This is our nightstand. It's our bed. Those are pictures of our friends from eighth grade. To describe Abby, she'd be bossy, and she's not as loud as she used to be. She used to be more outspoken. She gets irritated easily, and I don't know. She's nice, and she likes people. She likes to be with people, and she's a big talker, and yeah. Brittany has become more outspoken, and she says her mind more than she's not so shy anymore. She doesn't like fast things.
I can't even hear myself think.
She's nice and sweet.
Yeah, she's nice and sweet. She's hanging off your shoulder. So what the hell was that?
Was that conjoined twins?
Well, who the hell are you?
I'm Stephen Lambigan. Were you going to introduce me, or are you just going to leave me here to watch you? I've been watching you for years, but you know what, folks?
I thought you were me. I thought you were who I was.
Well, let's just call the show Lambigan and Lambigan.
Then why can't I see you? I can only hear you in my mind's eye.
You remember growing up as a little boy, Steven? Do you remember the little boy Steven that lived in your mind? Well, folks, I'm Steven, and they won't let me broadcast because it's kind of...
Well, I have
kind of
two brothers.
To broadcast with the
There's Liam Lamigan, then there's Lionel Lamigan, but there ain't no Steven.
Oh, you can just call me Lamigan.
Well, I guess you are Lamigan.
Well, I guess that means the show's called Lamigan and Lamigan.
Well, I guess you are Lamigan.
It's got a better sound to it, folks. Than it's got a better sound to it. Well, it definitely sounds better than the words Hillary Clinton, but it of course sounds better than
man,
Lamigan's
foe.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
And Lamigan's libations. Is that what you were calling this thing?
Yeah, wasn't that adorable?
Well, who gave you that idea? Me?
I think it's got to have been you. It's got to have been you.
Well, now my idea is changing it to Lamigan and Lamigan, because just, folks, it just rolls off the tongue better.
Maybe you're the side of my brain that comes up with stuff.
Well,
and
I'm just reasonable. I'm the one that told you to pull the plug on Sydney. Haven't done it yet, but I'm saying you should. And
so you come up with the ideas, and I'm the one who does it. So maybe you're my brain? Are you my... And I'm the body?
Well, I'm part of your brain, and I guess I live in your head, and I'm kind of... I'm what someday will... What people refer to as you being crazy. I'm going to be something that people will point to in the future
You don't sound totally like me.
I'm a little... Lamigan, if you weren't an actual being, you would sound more similar to me.
If I was an actual being...
If I was an actual being...
But I'm me.
Well, maybe you're the thought that's in my head. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, what...
I don't.
What do you see when you look around? Do you see yourself in a room?
No.
What do you see in front of you?
I just see a fuzzy... I see fuzzy vision, and it looks like I'm looking through someone's skin. I can see light coming through pink.
Maybe you're in my ears. Telling me things. Like an earworm?
Well, you're on the right track.
So an earworm's a song to get stuck in your head, like this Miles Davis song. Do you hear this in the background?
That's not there's no music playing. You ever pay attention to how your brain ticks?
Huh. I guess not.
Have you ever heard of a synapse?
Well, now I'm starting to wonder if I'm having a mental breakdown, and I'm starting to wonder how long I'm going to live. I'm looking at this montage of these double-headed twins, and I just...
What montage of double-headed twins?
Well, I'm on the computer, and I'm looking at a montage. It's a little documentary about some double-headed twins, and then all of a sudden I started hearing a double-headed voice.
Lamigan, there's no computer, and there's no such thing as double-headed twins. That would be way too hot. That would be too hot for this Earth.
Oh, you like twins, huh?
Well,
well, what's the big deal with twins if you...
You like twins.
Who?
Okay, well, Lamigan.
I like triplets.
I'm sorry. I thought this was Landon Lamigan because I just called a set of double-headed twins hot, and you just pushed back on it. So I'm sorry. I thought that this was a Landon Lamigan solo show where you can say swear words, and I haven't heard one yet.
Yeah, I said ass.
You say ass in a real thing. You say the ass in the Good Night Show with Diesel too.
So which one do you like better, the right or the left? I think the one on the right looks a little more nervous. Like she's about to
fall off.
Double-headed
twins? It sounds hot. I don't care which one
it is. Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at this alone. Okay, then let's close out of it. Folks, if you're...
Close out of it. Just...
I'm talking to my... How do I tell my body what to do without talking to you? If you're my brain.
Am I built to confuse?
I think maybe you are a stroke. Maybe I'm having a stroke. Can you play that song I like? Make it so that I hear it, the one that just gets me going.
The one that I always sing and hum to myself in my brain?
Is that what that sound is?
Every time.
Then by all means, please, bring it to me. Okay, I threw up a little bit, and I don't hear that fella no more. Oh, God. That song, it just clears my mind. And if it is him humming, then more power to him. He can carry a sweet tune. Oh, God, this song is just... he can carry a sweet tune. Well, I guess he's gone, but...
Talk about the twins.
Okay, so anyway, so what we are doing just now is... Let me sort of break it down for you, folks, because we did this a little backwards. It's hard to explain, but... It seems like I'm just naturally... I'm just some sort of natural magnet to the unexplained. And what I mean by that is, I came in the studio here thinking I was going to film. Oh, God, I really am stroking. So I thought I was going to be recording the first episode of my own solo show, Lammigan's Libations. So I started listening to Lil Cusco. And all of a sudden, I had this urge to share with you a short video of conjoined twins. Now, I refer to it as double-headed monster, and I mean that with the utmost respect, but you think about it in fantasy films, you see a fright, you see a creature, a monster with two heads. And folks, the sad truth about life is that's real. And those people do not have easy lives. And so I was quite interested in perhaps exploring the topic of a two-headed person. Now, the politically correct term is Siamese twins. And we watched a little bit of the video. We got to know them a little bit. And then I sort of heard my own second head begin to communicate with me. His voice sounded like it was trying to sound like me, but it wasn't quite me. It was sort of a version of me. And it was... I wasn't who I thought it was. It was Stephen Lammigan, and that's what he told me. And he said he couldn't see anything. He said he saw he was looking through a patch of skin, and it really threw me through loop, folks. And then he told me he would play one song, the song he always sings for me, by Cusco. And he sang it, and he lulled me, and it sent him away, and it was just me. Now, will it be back? Maybe. Will it just be me? Maybe. But the show's going to be called Lammigan and Lammigan. Whether or not I'm joined by my other self, who knows? But for now, I'm the brain and the body, baby. Oh, God. So, yeah, so we're sitting around cussing, smoking cigars, waiting for Diesel to get here. It's good to be alive, folks, and it has been a great first solo show with you. This has been Landon Lammigan's Lammigan and Lammigan's.